Air About Water presents from Santa Lucia.
I watch them grow.
How tourists and fishermen learn to live side by side. A report by Aida Opukumensa of Panos.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We're breaking on a beach on the coast of St. Lucia in the Caribbean. The Caribbean is a popular tourist destination, attracting tourists for its beaches, water sports, forest reserves, wildlife, and so on. But here in St. Lucia, as in many other countries, the tourists bring with them many problems.
A group of fishermen haul their boat ashore after a night's fishing. These local fishermen are now having to compete with tourism. They want to use the bays and coastal waters to catch fish and collect shellfish. But the tourists want to enjoy themselves in the same places with their sailing, water skiing, diving and jet boating. But there may be a compromise between the fisherfolk and the hotels. Felix Finisterre of the Soufrière Regional Development Foundation described to Aida Opukumensa how a new scheme will help the sharing of St. Lucia's beaches and bays.
It's a question of everybody using it to its optimum. And I think the best way to explain this is to illustrate by a small example of the fishermen's scene, it's on like Soufrière. Soufrière is a part of St. Lucia which is blessed with a whole array of natural resources. And a lot of those activities are really marine-based. But one finds that in this very small area, something like 150 fisher families who have traditionally depended on those fisheries resources for their sustenance, I think by the latest count, they contributed both to their own development and to the national economy, something to the tune of $2 million. Now, when you put this, of course, against the potential earnings from a formal sectors of tourism, that pales into insignificance. But this is 150 families who have been using a resource in a sustainable manner, and I think one has to be extremely careful in opening up and using those resources for tourism.
So the conflict I'm getting now is that tourism might supersede fishing and therefore the livelihood of fisher folks.
We believe that they ought to complement each other. There is no reason why some parts of the bay cannot be set aside as fishing priority area and at the same time set aside another part for your yacht moorings and so on. So we think that those things complement each other. What we've been trying to do on Soufrière, we have gone through a process of negotiation where we brought all the stakeholders around the table and we looked at it actually on site, and we've come up with five areas of demarcation. The government has been pleased with this and they've endorsed it, and I think we're now looking forward to implementing it by way of putting mooring buoys, by way of having wardens there, by having a fisherman to stick to the agreement and to do exactly what the management plan says.
So you're actually looking at a situation where tourism will accommodate all the recreational industry as well as the fisher folks as well as other interested parties?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we've got. We really have to optimize the earnings from it. It's no good saying, oh, those people are just wasting time. They've been doing this traditionally, and therefore, when those tourists stop coming, I'm not saying that, I foresee them stop coming, but we're very dependent on them from outside and so on. It doesn't matter. I mean, fishing is not as prone to disasters or as prone to other, vagaries of, international conditions as does tourism. So that's a perfectly logical reason why you have to sustain your fisheries. I mean, the fishermen themselves, their catch, whatever surplus that they have, that could be used to feed them tourists. So I think those activities are completely and absolutely complementary one to the other.
What a wonderful world.
Radio Bridge Overseas connected you
on air about water.
I think to myself, what a wonderful.